Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello and welcome to Crackin' Crime. I'm your host, Jamie Tilson.
I'm your co-host, Seth Tilson.
Oh, man. Thank you all for tuning in. Man, we are so busy anymore. It is so hard to find time.
I need a planner and I'm not even accomplishing much.
Oh, man. So anyways, thank you all for tuning in. Again, we are swamp busy. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Appreciate everything. On Facebook, Twitter, our TikToks, our one...
Snapchat. We'll get there.
We'll get there. Yeah. Instagram, everything at Crackin' Crime, at Jamie Tilson, at Seth Tilson. We had our one video that we made, did pretty well. It's got like 26,000 views now on TikTok, 120 some thousand views on Facebook.
I like it.
Yeah.
I love it. I want some more of it.
We want people tuning in. So if you're listening, make sure you're giving us 5 stars, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you guys listen to your podcast.
Do it.
Just do it. So anyway, we're gonna keep putting stuff out there.
Shout out to the patrons, Sexy Mexi.
Yeah,
Sexy not Mexi. Yet to meet yet.
I know. I keep wanting to.
I'll be here and hold her.
Wanting to call in during one of these episodes that we're.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe this weekend.
Yeah, maybe this next one.
Together, watch the fights, have a couple beers, do a podcast. Why not?
Absolutely. Yeah. Do it before the fight so then we can sit down.
Let's do a fight-based one. Let's find some UFC fighters or some wrestlers or something that have been in some crime, you know, like Chris Benoit or somebody like that. Let's do that.
Yeah, we can do that. Absolutely.
I just came up with that. Gold.
I know. Well, we keep throwing a few of these. Well, we did quite a bit of research into BTK and everything that we did last week. That one went pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not exactly our style. A little depressing, a little sad.
I know.
Interesting, though.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. And I like telling some stories, but I like making fun of stuff more,
I think. Yeah, I like laughing.
Yeah. So, but I like doing a story every once in a while.
We got a fan that wants us to say a story, whether it's funny or not. We'll get into it. Like, we're loyal to our fans, as long as they're loyal to us.
Right. Why absolutely. Not? We really need to do something for our Patreons. Throw something out there. It's been a little while, so we're in January now. I think we did a couple in December, but we definitely need to get some January stuff. So those are coming. We're gonna work on those.
We'll get there.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely appreciate our Patreons. We got a couple of them. One of them is Sexy Mexi.
Yeah,
Garcia, Texas. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely appreciate it, Grandma.
Grandma.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We are trying to get Seth a better chair so he's not squeaking the whole episode over there. So
you know what might help with that? If you buy some jerky from B. John's Gold Rush Jerky or some of his CBD stuff over there at
Pure Leaf.
Pure Leaf, Phelps Harvest.
Phelps Harvest. Phelps Harvest is one of our Patreons as well. Yep.
Along with B. John's and Gold Rush Jerky.
Absolutely.
And I'm not just yanking on his meat here. It is fantastic meat, though, nonetheless.
It is the best meat you'll put in your mouth.
And around your mouth.
We did a giveaway. Garcia won some. That is still in the works. I'm sending off to him.
Yeah, we're going to get those sent.
I know. I need to do that this week.
It was a close race. It was a tough drawing.
It was a tough drawing, man. I really read the names of what Garcia gets it.
Paper is beyond papers, and he pulled that one out.
Well, it was tough.
Who knew?
Trying to do one through TikTok was a little tough because I told everybody they got to like it, share it, and you can't see any of the people that did that. So really only the people that... Yeah, it's a different format than Facebook. So I'm not that crazy familiar with TikTok. So
we'll get there, though. We're working on it.
Right. Yeah, so we're doing what we can. Garcia's been crazy supportive of us this whole entire time.
Definitely.
So absolutely.
Probably number one fan. I wish we could give him like a badge like Facebook does, like top fan.
Yeah, everything that we do, he's been very supportive. It's been awesome. So he's getting some beef jerky and it's heading his way.
Oh, yeah.
So
good stuff.
Good stuff.
You like spicy or not? Let us know.
Yeah, you can let B. John's know.
Let
us know. And then we'll tell let B. John's know.
You can't. B. John's doesn't deal with just anyone directly, all right? You got to use us. We're middlemen. He's like a mafia boss, all right? We got to go in there. We got to kiss his pinky. On this the day of my daughter's wedding.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. So we didn't have a lot of time to go through stuff because, again, we've been crazy busy. So we just on the fly talking about a tournament we got coming up.
Winging it.
And so we are winging it. All right. So
again.
But we were going to do just a state again because we like doing states. Those are fun. And for some reason I started, John and Lorena Bobbitt popped up on my,
the name sounds familiar just for maybe hearing from somebody, but I have no idea who the fuck those people are or what they did or why they're famous. I know nothing about them. I guess I'm just a millennial.
It's a crazy story and I remember the story. Okay. I remember it, but I wish I would have done a little bit better research because I want to be able to give. So I'm going to kind of read through it as I go. All right. This is a crime. This is a crime from the mid-90s. Okay?
Mid-90s. I was 5 or 6 then.
Well, you weren't born in the 80s.
I thought you said 90s.
I did. Yeah, this is from 1993.
Right. I was 3.
What's that?
I was 3.
You were born in 90. Okay, yeah. All right.
You didn't know that, uncle?
I could have done the math quick, but then I'm like, yeah.
That's fine. Math's tough, you know?
Math's tough.
All right. Adding, subtracting a couple.
John Wayne Bobbitt. Mm-hmm. Married after a great cowboy from the late 1700s. Nobody else. Hmm. What?
All right. No, go ahead.
No. Yeah. Last name Bobbitt, though. So then we don't. But yeah, he's John Wayne Bobbitt. Actually, he was named after the serial killer. John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah.
Was that what it says?
No.
Because it looks like you didn't look at the laptop at all.
I didn't. There was no other famous John Wayne's other than the John Wayne Gacy, the serial killer. So that's who he was named after.
Or the cowboy on the TV shows. That's fine. Go ahead.
Wait a second. Okay. Lorena Bobbitt, born in 69. Mr. John Wayne Bobbitt, 67. They were an American couple. Mm. Married in a very beautiful summertime.
Just wrap
June
it up.
18. Moving on.
We're not going down that road tonight. We're on a time crunch.
We're always on a time crunch. All right. They received national press coverage because the crime... Well, all right, so in 1993, whilst Mr. Bobbitt was sleeping, Lorena comes into the bedroom and she cut his penis off with a knife.
I'll be damned.
Yes.
I got 10 toes and 10 fingers I'd rather you cut off. Nose, nipple, anything.
Yeah, anything. It was surgically reattached.
I'll be damned.
And then he was a porn star for a little while.
Did they give him any extra?
What's that?
Did they give him any extra on
it? Yeah, I think that they did. They added a little block in there. Yeah,
like an inch and a half.
Yeah, easily.
Nothing wrong with that. That's a happy ending if I ever heard one.
It says that Lorena claimed that her husband raped and abused her for years. He was charged with rape later that year, but acquitted. And then he went on into porn.
The condom doesn't fit. You must acquit.
This was the sound around the same time.
Was it? That's about right.
I wonder if they did that. They made him try on a condom. Like, no. This is an old used condom that we knew that Mr. Bobbitt used.
Remember, you're going to subtract the inch and a half we gave him later when it was cut off, all right? So it's a little short. It's fine. Back then, Trojan didn't give you the extra length. You had to get the magnums, you know? Sorry, Grandma. I'm getting there. We're going there today.
Oh, my God. It said it was June 23rd, 1993, which, son of a biscuit, they were married on June 18th of 89, so this is their four-year wedding anniversary. This is just a couple days after.
It's a hell of a gift.
Huh. Crazy. This happened in Manassas, Virginia. I'm going to just spell it for you. M-A-N-A-S-S-A-S.
Manassas.
Manassas.
Manassas. That's where it goes down.
Lorena says that... So, in the court hearings later, she says that after she came home that evening, her husband raped her. Then he went to sleep. She got out of bed, went to kitchen for a drink of water, grabbed an 8-inch carving knife... That was a... Oh, my God.
Ugh.
It was... I know.
That's rough.
Returns to their bedroom, pulled back the sheets, and just cuts off his penis. She left the apartment with his severed appendage, his penis. Yeah, I figured I'll just keep you intrigued into the story. Just keep talking about his cut-off penis.
I really wish you wouldn't.
Drives away... As she's holding his penis in her hand, she's driving.
She keeps it?
Yeah, she's got it with her.
It's her dick?
It's her dick now.
It's her dick now.
Yeah, we always joke around about having balls in a purse.
And love it and stroke it. As if it were her own.
But she doesn't have it very long. She then flings it out the window into a field.
Damn.
She eventually stops.
I want him to have that back. Kick it and stomp it around the ground.
She eventually stops, calls 911. Wow. Three. I just totally. Anyways, telling them what happened and where they could find the penis.
I'll tell you where that dick is. Latitude 14329-6. Longitude 694849-2. That's exactly where that dick's flopping around. I don't know where it went after that, but that's where I left it.
That's where I left it.
Not responsible for any other location it might be at after which the location you were given.
Oh my God. So it was later found after an extensive search.
Yeah.
Like, I got it!
I found the dick, boss. Comes running across the field. He's flopping it, holding it above his head. I got this fucker.
It's right here.
Was he white or black? This guy.
White.
He's white? Oh, so it was. You had to really squint your eyes to see that. If it was black, he'd have two hands. It took two of them. Son of a bitch, we got this big old fucker.
Oh man, I wonder if they like found a twig. Like, nope, never mind. No, oh, God, definitely not.
Damn it, that's a ringworm. Put it back down.
That is the fourth time you came up here telling me you found it.
Well, man. If you tell me if he was circumcised or not, it would really narrow it down, wouldn't it?
It says, after it was washed with antiseptic and packed in saline ice, then reattached at the hospital. The operation took 9.5 hours.
I bet.
He then, again, went on to star in pornographic films. Two pornographic films in the 90s. And stated in 2018 that his penis is now back to normal, I guess.
I'll be dead.
Oh, wow. He's apparently gone on to accumulate a record of serious abuse allegations and some criminal convictions since then.
You think after getting your dick chopped off, it would teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
A lot of these charges after the incident, perhaps?
It says he attempted to generate money by forming a band, The Severed Parts.
Here on drums is seven-figure gimmick.
The drumsticks are little penises. And they're
damn, I wouldn't think of that. Team's got a fucking ligament missing.
It says, although the band was unsuccessful, I can't imagine how or why. It failed to generate very much money. So in September of 94 is when he appeared in the adult film John Wayne Bobbitt Uncut.
That's a lie.
It was definitely cut. Yeah. And then in 96...
Those ironic names.
He's totally capitalizing on this. In all of these. But in 96, he's in... he's Franken-penis. Oh my God. 94, he's charged with striking Christina Elliott. A 21-year-old former exotic dancer he met in Vegas. Apparently they were engaged. And then the arrest, he was apparently arrested for it. And then they called off the... Yeah, so then... So he's in all kinds of little trouble. What happens with her... She made news when she was charged with assault for punching her mother as they watched TV in 97. She was acquitted of the assault and apparently still lived with her mom. In 08, she appeared on a CBS program, The Early Show, where she talked about this incident. And then talked about a relationship with a man named Dave Bellinger, where they've got a child together. Hmm. So, yeah. Anyway, we could have gotten way more into that one, probably, but this was on the fly.
More into that penis. Yeah. A lot more.
Oh, my God. And this is, like, right up your alley. I mean, this has just been all penis talk.
I love talking about dick. No homo. Nothing against homos either. I just, you know, give me a good old dick to talk about. Talk about that dick for hours.
Oh, man. All right, well, we're going to wrap this thing up. It was...
As they did.
Let's just cut it off. Right? Yeah, cut it off. Let's go do our other things today.
Toss it to feel somewhere.
Oh, man.
All right, wondering that while he's laying there, like trying to hold the bottom half of his penis. Like, what? Where'd she take it? What is she doing? Is that the Oh, is that the garbage disposal idea? You're gonna fucking knock me. God damn it. Please don't take it out into the woods. The coyote won't take it.
All right, sir. We have found Lorena. She has called us. She told us where your penis is, and we have an extensive search. All. And we called everybody in.
There's a squirrel running across the trees with that thing flapping around its mouth asking where the nuts are. We'll get that little bastard.
We will get that little...
$20,000 reward for the squirrel with that dick in its mouth. Grandma, it's a good thing Christmas is over with. I
might not have been invited to the next one. Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. it was funny. All right. We're coming to you with something new next week. Oh, so, yeah.
Do we know what it is yet? No.
No. Now, and we'll
figure it out.
Well, we were just talking about doing something with UFC.
Yeah, or like a fighter or an athlete or something like that. Like the Crispin Wall story. There's a lot of, like, when I was growing up, pro wrestling was really popular, at least to me it was.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know, like I said, Owen Hart falling off the deal and dying, the Eddie Guerrero, the Crispin Wall killing his family and himself, and... I never really got into those stories. I just heard from the headlines. But there's a lot of stories like that.
Right.
You get into all the athletes. Like, what's that? The tight end. I think he was Mexican. The tight end from the Patriots.
Oh, Junior Seau.
Yeah. That'd be a cool story. Like, that dude was crazy. Then he killed himself when he got to prison thinking his wife would get the money for it. And then they wouldn't do it or something like that. Crazy story. I'd love to do that, too.
There's all kinds of football player stories.
Ideas are just bursting into my head right now after all this penis talk. I love you, Jacqueline. No, I'm not gay. You excited about a little, pee-pee talk? What of it?
Oh, that is awesome.
You think you're bigger than me? Prove it. Let me look at it. That's not right. That's too far. I always go too far at some point.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be putting out some new TikToks soon. I'm doing Facebook Reels like crazy. So, just keep watching those.
We can do something this week. I said we get together for the fights. Come up with a good story. Hang out, have a couple drinks, make some TikToks, see what goes on.
Yeah, sounds great.
I'm down for that.
That sounds awesome. All right, well, thank you guys. Tune in next week. Appreciate it.
Later.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.